Alrighty then. Eric Weister here with you on the Turnpike. So off we go to St. Louis, Missouri. As I alluded to those many moons ago, Creepy World is part of a banner package, which both the darkness and the haunting of Lemp are part of. More on Lemp in a bit. But they all lurk under the primary website of scarefest.com, with banner links to their three attractions right at your fingertips. And listen carefully, dear minion, a certain voice from hell makes his unholy presence known therein. They have the obligatory Facebook page, again, an umbrella site featuring all three aforementioned haunts. Search for scarefest.com, and they're also present on YouTube, where they go under Scarefest St. Louis Haunted Houses. As for their credentials, Creepy World was featured on the Travel Channel as one of America's scariest haunted houses in 2008, and also appeared on America Haunts in 2009, peering into their dark mechanics. And these guys make so many top 10 haunt lists nationwide, it's ridiculous. Creepy World features 9 different haunted attractions for one price. Everything from a haunted hayride, a 3D haunted house, zombie-infested cornfields, animated ghoul bands, plus they have one of the biggest collections of famous faces carved into pumpkins. Highlights? Raven's Manor will leave you breathless, then enter the Hornbuckles cornfield and find out what horrors await you there. Hop aboard a haunted hayride at Tombstone's haunted ghost town, and Silo X will expose you to more radiation than you ever thought humanly, or inhumanly, as the case may be, possible. 2012 saw the addition of the Demon's Den and Twisted Torture 3D for the more sadistically inclined out there. Now, I have to be honest about something. Initially, we didn't care too much for this place, but this was more from our personal experience than what they had to offer. It was an off night for them, and we got trapped between two groups of people, and most of the major surprises had either happened before us or right after we had passed. Bummer! Add to that several issues with mechanical and vehicle failure, and, well, we left unimpressed. It's funny, but time tends to change your perspective on things a bit. The extent of detail and the variety of the exhibits is surreal. A lot of time, effort, and fine detail went into everything here. I have to sing the highest praise about the cemetery vampire crypt sections as well. Looks like something straight out of the Universal or Hammer House of Horrors. Pay special attention here, we drew a lot of inspiration for our own home haunt from this. Yeah, it's that good. I'd also advise going early in the season if you're going to check Creepy World out. We visited them in the second half of September, and they already had huge lines at that point. Any later, and well, unless you've got time to burn, fast passes are the way to go. Is this safe for kids? Hell no! This is long, dark, and quite extensive. A young kid will not be able to handle it. I guarantee that. We didn't see any have a meltdown while going through it, but we saw several that refused to go even near the ticket line, so take your clues from there. Now, as for other haunts to visit. Theirs is the Haunting of Lemp, another attraction affiliated with Scarefest. We have not seen it, I'm ashamed to admit, but all eyewitness accounts have proclaimed it a knockout punch. It opened in 2010, the year we first visited both Creepy World and the Darkness, and we're hoping to visit what is considered one of the scariest real haunted houses in America this season. I have to give a big shout out to Tara for pointing this one out for me. If you're willing to drive the miles, the Beast and Edge of Hell haunted attractions in Kansas City are truly huge and maniacal and, a beast of a haunt. Full of twists, turns, and halls of perpetual darkness. Enter at your own risk. Check them out at kcbeast.com. Also worthy of note is the Fearfest Haunted House in Columbia, Missouri, who have just celebrated 10 years of scaring people silly. Look into this one at fearfesthauntedhouse.com. And for those of you with a taste of post-apocalyptic scenarios, flesh-eating zombies or otherwise, check out the remarkably impressive Necroplanet, also in Columbia. Their site is Necroplanet, N-E-C-R-O, planet.com. By way of things to do out there, well, aside from attending all the 2013 Transworld last year, and I hope all of you who went this year had a blast because the pictures and videos I've been seeing turning up on the web are looking just awesome, we have not been to St. Louis in quite a while. And again, I outlined quite a few things in Hauntcast 38, so I won't repeat them here. If you're willing to put the time and miles in, I can recommend a place Lisa and I used to vacation at relatively close to St. Louis, a small town about 50 miles south of the city called Chester, Illinois. This is a quaint little village sitting right along the Mississippi River on the Illinois-Missouri border. This is also the birthplace and home of Popeye creator E.C. Seeger, and for fans of the character, there is plenty to see, including statues of the primary characters and several gift shops. It's pretty remarkable. Take note of the view by the Chester Bridge overlooking the Mississippi River in Seeger Park. It's breathtaking. There's a Popeye statue in the park waiting for photo ops there as well. Also worthy of note is the town's annual Popeye picnic, usually happening in late August or early September, and Christmas on the River, which occurs in early December. They're both remarkable homespun events and well worth looking into if you're in the area at the time. Also, in terms of food, we can highly recommend a buffet in town called Reed's Harvest House. This is some of the freshest grub we've ever had, and their Friday night all-you-can-eat fish fry is just that damn good. The price is reasonable and, well, all I can say is go try it. You'll thank me later. Want to give a quick shout-out for this year's Iron Stock Reanimated Festival, occurring from June 27th to 29th at the Perry County Fairgrounds in picturesque Tell City, Indiana. The lion's share of the details are available on the Iron Stock Reanimated Facebook page, but by the time this airs, early registration will be closed. Please take note. It goes without saying that Lisa and I will be in attendance, along with several other notables in the Hauntcast sphere of influence. I've actually never been to one of these, so my curiosity is definitely piqued. Obviously, Hauntcast will have laid down and rested by the time this goes on, but I will do some extensive coverage on my Blogspot page shortly thereafter. Be aware that this is a one-time event. There will not be another one. So if you miss out, bad call, people. Be there or be square. For a closer look into what makes this event so special and why you must attend, check out their website at theironkingdom.com/ironstock, full of photos and information to quell any questions you may have. Many thanks to Ralph Mitchell, a.k.a. Iron Man himself, founder and originator of this fine, fiendish event, for his kind assistance in putting this all together. A final word here on the haunts of the heartland states like Missouri, Indiana, and Kentucky. As a rule of thumb, the higher-tech, more elaborate haunts are always going to be in the major cities of these, or really any other states for that matter. But I can tell you this much. Go look around for the more obscure, farmer's field, non-corporate attractions. A few still exist and have a wonderful flavor to them, and are loaded with fresh ideas and interpretations on classic themes. Well worth the time and effort it takes to seek them out. But just be forewarned, if they're independents, they can play by their own rules and things might get a little rough. But you knew that going in, didn't you? Swinging back around, I'm giving Creepy World 4 out of 5 Screaming Scullies. Take a ride to the Show Me State and visit the biggest scream park in Fenton. But for a 5 out of 5 Screaming Scully experience, more like griping and whining in his case, but never mind, shorten your life expectancy and visit the darkness and the haunting of Lemp as well, for the worst nightmares you'll ever encounter this side of the arch. And always remember, Svengoolian, brush your fangs, comb your face, drink your milk before it clots, keep pounding away on those props, and stay scary.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.